What if you could have new customers chase you down instead of the other way around? What if price was removed as an objection for new customers? Or what if you could stand out without saying a single word? Increase your sales, get more leads, and build a brand with Green Frog Web Design. Get a website that helps you pre-sell your work and remove price as an objection. Now, we have a great offer for the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast listeners. You can get your first month for only $1 with Scott and have your website live in 3 weeks from the projected start date, or it's free for a year. And now, are you tired of sending people to the crusty old website you have? Or is your website impossible to find on Google? Or just does it lack the proper SEO? Allow Green Frog Web Design to build you a new website or improve the SEO on your current website so that it converts visitors and helps you get ranked on Google.
We want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends over at Cycle CPA. I can't even express to you how important it is to have a good accountant on your side. You know you want accurate bookkeeping and financial statements every month. Instead, you're often left with limited time to focus on the accounting side of your business and no reports to show for it. At Cycle CPA, the landscaping accountants, they not only handle the bookkeeping, but also provide landscape industry benchmarking, job costing, financials by service line, advisory meetings, and much more. Cycle CPA has a team of landscaping accountants available to provide anything from bookkeeping to CFO services. Visit cyclecpa.com and for $100 off, mention the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast. Today, I'm so excited to bring on a returning guest. Today, we have Laura Reale of Aqua Reale and Blue Green Marketing. And you might have known her from our past podcast. She's been on our podcast before, but she also has Landscape Marketing Secrets Podcast. And I'm so excited to have her on here today. Today, we are going to be diving into the issue that's been going on forever, but it just seems to be getting harder and harder, and that is hiring and firing and keeping great employees.
Yeah.
And today, Laura is going to be sharing with us some of the techniques and some of the things that she's been doing in her business to help keep employees. And it sounds like an amazing thing. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you. And I'm also a moderator in the group.
Yes. So you probably saw her in the Landscape Business Owners Facebook group. She does an amazing job, and I can't thank her enough. She's in there all the time. So thank you very much. I'm sure.
So if you post an ad promoting yourself, not going to go through.
No, or looking for employees. Yes. Yes. But no, today, like I said, I wanted to chat with you a little bit on some of the things that you guys are doing in your business and you're seeing that's really helping keep people and attract people to your business. So what are you guys doing now to find employees, or are you full of employees? Do you have all employees you need for this year so far?
Fully staffed, and 4 out of 5 are college graduates.
Awesome. Awesome. How long have you had them?
Well, it varies. We've had Eric. He'll be going on his 10th year.
Wow.
Which is amazing. We have had Josh and Tyler for over 2 years. And we have 3 new guys, one of whom we weren't looking for, but came to us. But what I want to point out, first of all, that's super cool is 1, 2, 3, and then a past employee that left for a really good reason that I'll explain. They all came to us.
That's an awesome situation to be in. So tell us, how did they come back to you, or why did they come back to you?
Okay, so let's start. I'll just go through all my employees. Eric, who's been with us 10 years, was actually my husband's really good friend from high school.
Nice.
And he worked for us a long time ago, and he used to drive me nuts because he's very eco-friendly. And one time he spent half a day moving a bird's nest. And I got frustrated, and it was right after 9/11, and we really were suffering, so we let him go. But then for the next 5-6 years, we're like, oh, we could have used Eric. Oh, we should have gotten him. And then one day we're like, why are we looking for someone like Eric? Let's get Eric. So we called him up. He came over. We matched his salary, which was a pretty high salary, but we knew we could trust him. But where we went wrong, which I'm going to share today, is we kind of pushed the position of a maintenance manager on him.
Okay.
And it was really interesting because it wasn't until a year ago that we had this great business coach. I think I've mentioned I work with Heather Story. And I love you guys too. She's just more hands-on for what we need right now. She does a lot of HR. And she goes, have you ever? Because I was like, he isn't doing anything on his list, which I'm sure you've heard. And she goes, does he want to be maintenance manager? I'm like, oh. So I sent him a text and right away he goes, no. But that was awesome because I was ready to fire him. And here he turned out he's our senior tech and he's freaking gold and he's wonderful at it. And we had this young go-getter named Tyler who had come to us 2 years ago, who found us. And Tyler wanted to be the manager and wanted to do this stuff. And it was so funny because Eric literally high-fived him. He's like, go for it. And has just been a wealth of information and help and knowledge. And we found a place for Eric. I mean, it's a dream. I have no more issues with Eric. And he earns his salary tenfold because he knows every pond we work on.
Nice. That's awesome.
So that is great. So that's how we found him. Josh, who's our second longest employee, reached out to us. He was an aquarium guy. And he went to school for something totally different. But then he just found us and he wanted to get out of aquariums, especially because he had a boss that made him, you ready? He made him drive to all his clients, didn't pay him for the drive, and made him use his own car.
Yeah, that's kind of crappy.
But, you know, what I really appreciated about Josh is he actually gave that guy 1 month's notice. And to me, that's classy. Like that, you know, we were annoyed because we needed him. Now, I'll tell you, before all this happened, we were in, I don't know if you remember, 2 years ago, we were in the worst position we'd ever been in business. We had three employees, one who left because he got offered a $25 an hour union position. He wasn't even looking. Another one told us the very morning he was supposed to come back that his dad offered him a position to take over his pool company. We're like, you couldn't have told us that yesterday. And then we got kicked out of our shop. Oh, and then our office manager had a brain aneurysm.
Yep.
So it's just like, I don't know if you remember all this. We're like, oh my God. But you know what? When our coach said in 2 years, we're at 1.6 million now, man. And we weren't even a million 2 years ago. One thing we did that was really important is we never asked Eric to take on additional work or other people's work. Because if we did that, we would have lost Eric too. So that's step number one, or my first piece of advice is if someone goes, don't overwork your other employees. You just can't. You know, so Matt went out in the field, my husband, and then it was so cool. Our community, which I'm no longer part of, the CAC group, but Matt posted a picture of himself because he's like, what to do when your early buy comes and you lost your shot. And this guy from the CAC, the Certified Aquascape Contractor Group, he saw the picture, reached out, and he's like, hey, I have space. I rent space at my property. And we're still there, but now we're buying a property. So, but like, it just shows you that you make yourself a little bit vulnerable. And then these other guys who we know, but owed us nothing, came and helped us move for free.
Wow.
So it just shows you, like, be a good person in life. Because I helped him a couple years ago when he was closing his aquarium business, and I did free emails for him. And don't ever do anything for an expectation of something back. But if you're good to people, they're good to you back.
Usually comes back tenfold.
Oh my God. And he never asked for, like, we were like, we'll give you a machine, we'll come out. Never asked for anything.
Nice.
It's just good karma, you know? So then Josh came on board. Like I said, he was an aquarium guy. And we brought him on to work in ponds because we're like, well, he's got aquarium experience. He'd probably be really good. So he came, and then we made the mistake that I'll bet 90% of people listening to this make. And that was, we were so desperate, we hired the wrong people. And that was back when I went through my philosophy is, if you breathe, I'll hire you. And let me tell you, horrible. We had three guys. One we just decided we pushed into, who's 60, no less, which we pushed him into this position because we knew him. We knew he had literally had built a pond once. And then he literally got into a car accident playing Pokemon Go in one of our trucks.
Oh, jeez.
Okay? Nicest guy in the world, severely overweight, couldn't do the work. Matt said it was one of the hardest firings he ever did. But again, this is where we have to put our company before our feelings. And it's hard and it's emotional and you like them. And we've done that twice since. We have learned we cannot save people. You can't.
Yep.
You can't save people from an alcoholic spouse. You can't save people from a terrible situation. And you want to help and you want to care and you want to be there. And it just bites you in the ass every time.
It does.
I mean, am I right? Like, it kills you.
Yep.
So then we hired this other guy who came from this like corporate type thing where he left work at 3 every day. And like dumbasses, we hired him too because we're desperate. He got pissed off that he couldn't leave at 3 every day because that's not how our industry works.
Yep.
He was miserable and the whole company felt like the frustration. And Matt, my husband, the Terminator, as we call him, because I never have to do this, Matt. He let him go. And the guy was like, you're firing me? Like, shots. But we're like, we're not firing you as much as we're telling you it's not a good fit.
Yep.
And so then we brought on this third guy. Again, at this point, I'm so desperate. I'm looking for someone who breathes. He had an air of unhappiness about him. He's the one, I think I told you the story. We went to this training. He literally, I was sitting at another table with my friends. And I walked up to the table just to check in on my employees. And Jack Haru, who's like, thinks he's the self-god of the pond world, he is very impressive. So he sits down. He goes, what can I help you guys with? Our employee literally goes, Matt's a jerk and he yells at people. What can I do? I'm standing right behind him. Wow. We call them Good Tyler and Bad Tyler. And Good Tyler's face went like this. And he turns around and I'm like, hey, should I not be here? And Jack, to his blessing, Jack goes, Matt's a great guy. If you want to work for an asshole, come work for me. The nice. Dude went to this training. He didn't remember a coat. I'm like, what are you, 12? Skipped half the meetings because he was too cold. And I'm just like, come on now. And yeah, he didn't have any really landscape experience. And again, so we made the decisions that I'll bet every one of your listeners make, where we took 3 people, none of whom should have been there.
You know, it's common in this industry. We just, I need somebody. I need somebody now. I got this job. Yeah.
And not only is that going to hurt your company, that's going to hurt your employee morale.
Absolutely.
So we would have these, we do these icebreaker questions at the beginning of each, you know, on our Wednesday meetings. And literally we're like, what's the best thing happening to you right now? And Bad Tyler would be like, I hate my life. My life sucks. We're like, okay, then moving on. You know, and mine's like, oh, my son got an A in his homework this week. Or, hey, we got 3 great calls. I hate my life and I don't want to be here. Okay. You know, and then we never trusted him again after that incident where he talked crap. Like,
sure.
If someone is taking you on a training, don't talk shit about your boss.
Yeah. Well, just imagine what they're doing in front of your customers or whatever.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
So we let him go. He too was surprised. We're like, really? And he's like, well, I never said that. We're like, okay, but like, I was there. It wasn't even hearsay from an employee. It was me.
Wow.
And then he turned to Good Tyler after. He goes, did Laura hear that? And Tyler's like, yeah, yeah, she did. So it was pretty funny. We're just like, okay, dude. So we ended up letting him go. But before we let him go, in the middle, this kid, Tyler, reached out. Tyler was a marine biologist. He graduated Penn State with a degree in marine biology. He got a job with the Pennsylvania Gaming Commission. 2020 happened. They took away all their hires and put a hiring freeze. He was lost. He ended up doing literally door-to-door sales. Hated it more than life itself. Ended up, he's like, how can I get in this business of fish and water? He reached out to 11 pond companies. Guess how many responded that day?
What?
One. Us. Because, and this is the second thing, you have to have your systems in place. If you don't have systems in place, and even like, I have a client right now who constantly says he doesn't have any work. And I work with his SEO guy, and SEO guy's like, the leads are coming in. I'm seeing them. He's not tracking his leads. So all these people could have gotten one of the best employees we ever had. None of them called him back. So our answering machine picked up the call right away. Everything goes to me and Sandy within 10 minutes. They send us emails. Sandy, our office manager, jumped on it, talked to him for over an hour, called me and said, you need to meet him this weekend.
Nice.
We gave up our weekend time. We met with him. We hired him. He became maintenance manager because Eric didn't want it. And now he's our operations manager.
Awesome. Just because he called him back.
He went from 17 an hour to making well over 50. We'll just leave it at that.
Nice.
And he deserves every penny. He's on the phone with Matt last night at 8:30 till 10 p.m. I'm like, Matt, leave Tyler alone. And I hear Tyler, no, I don't mind. And it was funny because Tyler's parents had really wanted him to go into business. And they were, because we were talking about my daughter. My daughter wants to be a singer. Don't even get me started. She's just graduating her college right now, which we paid for. But Tyler said, you know, he goes, listen, my parents wanted me to be into business so badly, and I wanted to do something with fishing. And he's like, I faltered. I, you know, couldn't find my match. He ended up with us. Now he's completely out of the field, and he manages everything. He understands. He's younger, way younger than us, which is great. He created the Google files, the Google Sheets, the Google spreadsheets. He updated our employee. He loves systems. Systems are his favorite thing. He systemized Jobber. He handled our Jobber and QuickBooks Online tracking. And so that's another thing we learned is when to trust Tyler. And so now he left. He's like his parents. He kind of came full circle. And now he's back in business.
Nice.
But in a way that makes sense and is happy for him. So he does webinars with, I mean, he runs. However, we also learned, because I said 2 years ago, our office manager had a brain aneurysm. So one other, I'm sorry, I'm talking so much, but this is okay, right?
Go ahead.
Open the floodgates and Laura starts. But what was funny, not funny, our office manager had a, I shouldn't have said what it was, so please excuse me. She had a medical emergency and we were screwed because we didn't know what she did. And her daughter brought over a shoebox with $70,000 worth of checks in it because it was the end of our yearly discount for when you sign up in advance.
Okay.
So my girlfriend came over. I put them in the closet and cried for a week. I didn't know what to do with them. And my very good friend came over, sat with me. She had no idea what she's doing. She literally held my hand and sat with me for 7 hours while we did it.
Wow.
So another thing our business coach taught us is every job description says, now she's our customer service manager. Everything is CSM, it's not Sandy. And the reason for that is, if you ever rely on one person and that person leaves, you are screwed.
Yeah.
So Tyler's position is MM, which is maintenance manager. Now he's director of operations, so now we call him DO. And it's just a way to cover your butt because you don't know who's gonna get run over by a bus tomorrow. And so if you tailor a position to an employee, don't do it because the employee might leave.
Well, the other thing I would say on the backside of that is if they know that you need them, they can hold that against you and hold that over you.
Yep.
Not a good situation to be in.
And I've seen it happen to my friends. This guy wants to make he's 23 and wants $100,000. He's like, but I know every pond. I'm like, and that's why even Eric, our senior guy, his job this year is education. And to start putting in writing and make videos of, we're like, just because you know how to turn a pump to turn it on when it's stuck, no one else knows the pump is reversed. Make a video and put the video in Jobber. We need proof. Everyone needs to know how to do each other's jobs.
Yep.
They're the least likely for me. If I die, they're all, no, I'm kidding. But I actually have a 3-page document called If I Die, which is a bit, but that was during COVID. My husband doesn't, and I've seen this with wives, my husband doesn't even know what bank accounts we have. He doesn't know how, because he doesn't want to. He doesn't know what credit cards we have. He doesn't know my passwords. So put it all in writing. Jeez, you never know.
Well, we're running this into just our family situation. My mother-in-law is having some medical issues. My father doesn't know any of this stuff. He doesn't know where he banks. He have no idea where they're at financially, nothing. I'm like, what? How do you not know this?
And God bless my mother and my father-in-law. So my mother, before she developed Alzheimer's, I mean, it was like a godsend. She handed us a package this big. Her DNR, her power of attorney, her will, her this, her that. She made our lives. And my father-in-law is doing the same thing. And it's, but don't wait till you're older to do it. My husband and I have DNRs. Do not resuscitate. We have medical power of attorney, and it was because we saw what happened to our employee.
Sure.
And it got our butts in gear. Our wills literally said my mother was going to raise our daughter. My mother passed away 8 years ago, okay? And our daughter is 22. Now, we have a 13-year-old who wasn't even in the will.
Timed up.
So that's just an aside for your own sake, not only for your employees, but for you. dude, just nobody is indispensable. Get records. So, okay, so at this point, we have Eric and we have Josh. Okay, time's moving on. We brought back our favorite ex-employee, who was my personal trainer, who left to go be helicopter mechanic. Here's the other thing. Work around people's schedules. I was working out with her once and I'm like, I can't find any good employees. And she goes, I can't find a job that lets me leave at 3. And we're like, huh. So she was going to night school to be a helicopter mechanic. She did that. And then she got laid off. She came back to us and kicked butt for an entire another summer.
Nice.
Because we kept our relationship strong and we never resented. We're like, dude, do you want to be a helicopter mechanic? God bless you. That's amazing. So then we have these employees and then Tyler pops into our lap. We did not need him. Just employee-wise, we were also smart enough. So that's another tidbit. Hire when the people come to you that are that good. Do not wait. Do never say to someone that looks like a gold mine, we don't have room for you. Just stupid. And that same year we brought on this guy, Ben, who came from our plant grow. His dad, he grows all the pond plants in the area. And he and his dad always had a tumultuous relationship and his dad fired him. Not funny to him, but so he looked at and he thought about which customers he liked and who was kind.
Nice.
Guess who was? Matt. Called us. We hired him in November. What's the worst time of year on the East Coast to hire an employee? Yeah. Oh, I know. November. So he actually ended up leaving us this year for the best reasons possible. His dad ended up having a heart attack while we were at a work event.
Oh, wow.
His dad rethought his whole business and asked Ben to come back, and he gave him a percentage in the company. He gave us a month's notice. He had tears in her eyes. He said we were the best employers he ever had. He had the best coworker team he ever had. He was so grateful to us. And so keep a good, happy ending. We weren't bitter. Sure, we were bummed we lost him, but we understood and keep good relationships.
Yeah.
So at this point, we lost Ben and I'm panicking to our business coach because now we lost Ben. Then we had an employee who, his name I won't mention, that was like one of those people we tried to save. Great guy, terrible family situation. Couldn't get out of it. He came in dirty. He came in hungry. My husband, we literally created a clothing allowance because we didn't want to make him stand out where we bought him pants. We did so much for him. Then I learned, are you ready? I learned from another pond builder way later that this other pond company had a freaking drinking game of how many times this guy would do a Facebook Live for us with a cigarette in his hand.
Jeez.
Pointing with a cigarette. And I was like, okay, Matt, we're done. And again, we both really liked him as a person. We felt for him. They weren't even married, but he was basically responsible for a 12-year-old. He had no business raising. His girlfriend was a hot mess. And we made the very hard decision. Our guys wanted to work between Christmas and New Year's. We were nice enough to let them work. One hits the other one on the head, throws a freaking traffic cone, misses the truck, and knocks out our other employee in the head. But have you heard this? Like, I'm sure you've heard a million versions of this. The other guy gets a freaking concussion and misses 3 days of work. Then the other guy calls out sick 2 days. So now we have a new role. Salaried employees are getting off the week between Christmas and New Year's, and everyone else is not allowed to work. Because we were on vacation. We're on vacation. Tyler's trying not to bother us. Josh doesn't tell Tyler, and I had to email Josh from the pool being like, hey, just so you know, remember, Tyler's in charge when we're not there. Freaking answer him. So, you know, but it also showed us our flaws. This was us for not having the systems in place. And that's where the most important thing is never blame your employees. It's your fault as the owner. How many times have you heard that? It's the employees. It's the employees.
We see it all the time in just the Facebook group. We say, oh, the employees are terrible. They're worthless, whatever it is.
No, they're not. It's you.
Yeah, exactly.
And our business coach is tough on us. And she once made both Matt and I cry because she goes, you have no right judging your employees and their home situation. And we're like, oh, you're right. And she goes, what, Laura, would you pick their spouses if you could? I'm like, ooh. And she's like, Laura. But what she did teach us is when the employee's personal life becomes a work liability, that's the only thing you're allowed to judge. Yeah. So we're allowed to judge. So that one was just like, so then he missed the whole first week of work. He had no show, no call, which for us is a no-go. Matt reaches out to him. He was so out of it, he didn't even know who Matt was.
Jeez.
And here we had guaranteed our guys 20, the two on on hourly, everyone else's salary. And we guaranteed them 25 hours a week through the winter. And we're like, why are we doing this when this guy, so we brought him in to tell him we wanted him to go on unemployment. He came at 4 o'clock. First he calls, he's like, can I come at 5? I haven't eaten yet. And we're like, no, like you're supposed to be fighting for your job and we're having guests over. Comes over, he looks like he hadn't showered in 2 days. And we're like, listen, we're putting you on unemployment for the winter. We were so nice. Our office manager, who we call our kindness manager, she helped him figure out unemployment. Wow. Then what we did, which I think is also really, really, really important, we had a staff meeting and we let the staff decide whether they wanted him back or not. And that was one of the hardest, most difficult conversations we've ever had. And the guy who was working with him, who we knew was getting promoted, and again, we didn't promote, we used to promote arbitrarily whether or not I liked you. Don't do that. We took 2 months to create a mastery ladder of all the things you needed to do to move up. Josh, the aquarium guy, reached every goal. The other employee had not. So at least we had the ammunition to say this isn't because it's not fair. And again, I honestly would have promoted you because I liked you better, which is stupid. Whose fault is that? Mine. So the guy who was getting promoted, we told him the day before, and his face, I mean, he is probably one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. He looked like he was going to cry. And he thought, and we all were quiet. We gave him time. And he said, he will not listen to me and he won't report to me. And then everyone took a vote and every single person said, we're better off without him. And that also gave the employees buy-in. That gave them the respect that we respected their opinion enough to let them make the decision with us.
Love it.
So then Matt did his least favorite thing, brought him in and let him go. So now we're down 2 employees and it's spring. Okay. Starting to get a little desperate. We had already planned to hire 1 extra employee, but then we weren't sure because the year was iffy, as I told you. The weather has been poop this year. Last year, we worked through the entire winter. This year, it's cold, it snowed, it rained, and we didn't have the backlog of work we have had still coming from 2020. It lasted 2 years. So we hired 2 guys. We had a help wanted ad that kicked butt that our coach helped us create. Most people's help wanted ads, so I'm going to start there. They start with what they want from you. I want a self-starter. I want a this. I want a that. Nope. Start with what you're going to offer them. Start your ad with, we are a family-run company that believes in respect. We treat our employees well. We give vacations. We give personal time. Reel them in. If you're starting with, you need to be this, 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 and this, and you're not, boop, you're done. So that's number one. It's your ad. And I'm telling you that for most people, it's their ad. Then when people call, our systems are in place that nobody falls through the cracks. Every single person gets interviewed by Sandy, who kicks butt. Sandy's like, nope, 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 nope. And it's almost easier that it's not me or Matt, especially if we're feeling desperate. We're dumb enough to, like, you know, and Sandy's our voice of reason. And she's like, you know, so then she just stopped telling. She's like, this one wasn't good. We're like, thanks, Sandy. Thanks for not giving us the details because you're right. So she found these 2 guys. One had landscape experience. And then we brought Tyler in as the operations manager. He also got to do the interviews. So it was 3 of us. And we brought this guy in. He was very quiet, but we liked what he had to say. I also highly recommend, and this sounds nuts, but hire people who are happy and satisfied with their lives. Because if you don't have a happy home life, that is going to carry over to your work life.
Yep, absolutely.
This guy has a new baby. He wanted to be there for the baby. They ended up moving into his parents' house with his girlfriend. I respected that. he had a job where he wasn't respected or treated well. So at the time, we had somehow we had lost the list of questions our business coach had helped us make 2 years ago. So we skipped a bunch of questions. So we brought him back. We then worked with our business coach for a list of questions. And you know what? One question should have done it right away for the one employee we let go. Because one of the questions was, if you won $1 million, what would you do? Okay. So this new guy said, I would put it into a college fund and buy a nice property in the mountains for my family. Lovely. This guy says to us 2 years ago, you ready? Okay. He goes, I would buy a new car every day, crash the car, get out of it, leave it, and then buy another car. And we're like, and we still hired him, Scott. What the heck? I mean, my God, like what kind of idiots are we? So that's a great question. Come up with a list of hiring questions. We used to do all the talking. Shut your mouth. Let the person talk and hear what they have to say. So he told us he didn't feel respected at his previous landscape job. So then our coach said, in what way? And we went, not to ask him. So we brought him back for a second interview and we said, what does respect mean to you? What does approval mean to you? You ready? It meant nice job. It meant thank you. He was a second of the highest in a crew of 10. The foreman got all the credit. The foreman got the bonuses and the foreman got the kudos.
Sure.
They got nothing. And once we heard that, we're like, well, that's easy. And to give you an example, we bought him a onesie for his baby with a koi on
it. Nice.
It was $15. The littlest, stupidest to you things show your employees you care. We do birthday part. Every single employee gets a cake on their birthday or on the week of their birthday at our Wednesday meeting. They get acknowledged. They get $50 when they work in the rain. We do employee events every month. Half are with the team building during the day, and half are in the evening so we can get along. Because if you have the spouse's buy-in, you have the employee's buy-in.
Yeah.
Because Tyler's girlfriend, who he's going to, you know, they're going to get married someday, she loves us. So Tyler doesn't, but if he ever came home and said, oh, the realities are driving me nuts, she would be like, no, they're not. So, I mean, and that sounds silly, but we're there for her too.
Yep.
And we pride ourselves in being a family-run business. When you care about people's families and people's significant others and people's children, it pays off. And I'll bet you 90% of the people in our group, your group, don't do this, right?
No, probably not.
No, they're angry and they're just like, he doesn't listen. Have you asked him? Have you asked him what his... Maybe it's a, you know, and so we learned that too, to ask questions and shut up, which you're going to tell me I'm not doing well during this interview.
Well, it's awesome to hear this kind of stuff. And like, just kind of hearing what you're saying, a lot of it has to do with just treating people like people and having the systems in place. So you don't look like a shit show, to be honest. Like I always looked at when I went into somebody's office and I see like, it's a mess or their truck is a total mess. Then what's the rest of the business going to be like? And that's what, like, honestly, and that's if somebody's coming in your business and they see all that.
And no one responds to their calls for 3 days.
Yeah.
So Tyler still talks about, you know why he loved us when we interviewed him? I offered him a bowl of grapes. What the heck? And he to this day. So we had a meeting a couple months ago. I'm like, Tyler, here's some grapes. And he was dying. But I'm like, it's the stupidest, littlest things that show you respect people.
Yeah.
So we brought this guy, Bill, on. He, like I said, he knows how to run every piece of equipment. He came from a reputable landscape company, but he wasn't treated with respect. We knew right away he was going to fit in on our build crew. Tyler looked at me and said it. We agreed, but we start everyone in maintenance. Because if you don't understand the inner workings of a pond, you can't build a pond. Construction is sexy. Construction is more fun for some people. Eric loves maintenance. And then also Josh, who we were the aquarium guy, turned out to be the most kick-ass construction guy. He's now our construction foreman.
Nice.
Came in as a maintenance tech. So it's also important to look at your employees, see their strengths, and put them in position of strength.
Yeah, and I definitely see this. Just even looking at our business, we hired people in the past just to be on the maintenance crew for lawn maintenance.
Yeah.
And they were just miserable. And we started talking to them like, I don't really like mowing. I don't like doing this kind of stuff. So we put them on the landscaping side. They were rock stars. Like, yeah.
Josh was funny because Josh liked maintenance. And he's been out there all month because everyone has to do maintenance in the spring. But we put him on. He's so chill and so calm. I call him our silent warrior. Always a smile. Last year, he went to Korea for 5 weeks. I thought I was going to kill someone. And this year, he tells us, he goes, I told Matt. I'm like, that's like telling a wall, Josh. But, you know, this is 2 weeks and we're not arguing. We're letting him go because if we said you can't come with us, because that's just stupid. Know your employees as people. He's Korean. Last year was his first time there. He met his grandmother. Who am I to take that away from someone? Yep. So Josh is now on construction. So now we have Bill that we brought in. And then we needed one more person. This adorable kid named Will came. He's a plumber. A plumber. No landscape experience, but guess what you need in the pond world?
Yep.
And the list of questions we had to ask him, he knew how to work at a house alone. He knew how to be respectful. He's thrilled because, as he puts it, he's no longer standing in 2 inches of literal shit in someone's basement telling them not only is their hot water heater broken, but they need to get their basement pumped out. So I asked him this week. He's like, this is the best job I've ever had because everybody's happy. They all love their ponds. And he's an avid fisherman. So one of the things we're going to do this summer is we're renting a fishing boat.
There you go. Nice.
So get to know your employees and do what's fun for them. And we reward good deeds instead of punish bad deeds. So every week that you show up on time, that you clock in less than one, you know, by 7:01, you get a ticket. Every week you fill out jobber correctly where we don't have to question it, you get a ticket. Every week where you go above and beyond, you get a ticket. So Josh, just the other day, we did a pond for someone whose husband died. He ordered a memorial plaque on his own from Amazon using our card. We didn't ask him. He asked us. We're like, that's brilliant. I mean, he got 2 tickets.
Nice.
Come on. Like, that is what you want in an employee. You empower them to make their own good decisions. So then once a month, we do a drawing of tickets. Oh, also, if you do a social media video, you get a ticket. So Will, the plumber, won. And we were so happy. So he got $250 cash because everyone got 50. We do this every month. And then at the end of the year, all the tickets go back in and you get $500 at our Christmas dinner.
Nice. Very nice.
How much is that on us? What's that? I can't add. But that's like $2,500 a year. Okay, for happy employees. That's nothing.
Yep. Do you... Like the one guy that bought the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you acknowledged and pointed out in front of the other crews at some point?
Oh my God, in front of everyone.
Yep.
He brought it and we told everyone. One of our questions, so we do a weekly meeting. And at first my husband was really against it because it wasted time. It doesn't waste time. And it's the only time they get to see me and Sandy. They get to hear. So we all go through problems we've had, solutions, accountability. What's something that you had trouble with? Do you need help? Did you solve it? How? Where did you go out of your way for someone this week? And last week I won. We were joking. I didn't get a ticket. But one of our customers passed away and we sent a $100 donation to the American Cancer Society in her name.
Nice.
So yes, everything everyone does is acknowledged to the whole team. And one guy, Ben, who we adored, he wrote Thanksgiving cards to some people.
Wow. Nice.
And one of our customers was sick. He had the entire company sign a get well card. I mean, my God. But yeah, he was acknowledged. He got a ticket. So we give kudos for good deeds. If you are late, do we talk about it? Nope, not in front of everyone. But we'll joke. And so this week we're like, you get a ticket, you get a ticket. And Eric goes, yeah, I didn't get a ticket. I didn't deserve it. So we will never point out who doesn't. We just point out who does.
Just curious, what's the average age of these employees?
So interesting. So... Eric is my husband's best friend. He's 53.
Okay.
All the others are under 30.
Okay.
We have found between, I almost want to say 40 and 22. The problem with hiring an 18-year-old, which we've had, is that it was his summer job and we kept him. He's the one that went to go work for a union. He had never meant this to be his life. One of the questions we ask during the interview is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So Ben's answer was, working with my father and owning the business. Ding, 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 ding. And that was at his 1 year review. And so we kind of had an inkling and we weren't angry, but we're like, huh, okay, good to know. So you ask. And so the yearly reviews are also super important and they rate themselves. We ask them where they see themselves in 5 years. We ask them if they even deserve a raise and why. Eric, God bless him, because Eric never lost his manager's salary. We wouldn't take it away. And he said last year, he goes, I don't deserve any more money. You guys could not be nicer to me.
Oh, nice.
He also had a situation where his wife got hacked by the bank, which happened to me last year and almost happened the other day. She lost a lot of money. We privately gave him $1,000.
Nice.
Because we care and our employees are our family.
Nice.
Last year, his transmission went out. We paid for it. So you respect and give what you want. So one thing I see in our group all the time, my employees are idiots. Really? Okay, occasionally they are, but most of the time they're not. What is their problem? Do they not have any money? Is it this? Is it this? We also believe in paying our employees like adults. Nobody makes under 22 an hour, even the youngest ones. And they make 25. Our guys on salary all make over 50,000 a year. They all get health insurance that we pay $200 a month towards. They all get matched 401ks or IRAs. Tyler, who he'll hear this and now he'll be like, great, thanks. There was a death of a close friend of his today, yet last night. He got off today and we're not taking that out of his PTO.
Yes.
Be people. I can't say that enough. And this is, you know who I'm talking about, who complains that he can't keep employees. And I'm like, take a look in the mirror, dude. You can't treat your business as your business. It's our business. It's everyone's business. And so the third guy popped in. So now we're staffed. We have these two great guys who want to kill me because their names are Will and Bill. And then Bill writes in my phone. He puts his name as William. I'm like, I swear to God, you two are just, I'm so bad with names anyway. So then we get this thing through our, we have a hiring thing on our website, which if everyone does not have, put it all the time. Let people sign up to hire on your website. This guy reaches out. He is related to very good friends of ours that live in North Carolina. He's from here, my area, Philadelphia. He spent 7 summers working for them.
Wow.
Comes with pond experience. You ready for this? He's also a landscape architect.
That's awesome.
Now, his issue was his dream in life is to coach soccer. He coaches girls soccer. He needs to leave at 3:30 twice a week. And in the fall, he needs to leave at 3 every day. Guess what? No problem. Because if you don't compromise, you're not going to get the best workers you have. He and I agreed he stayed hourly because, you know, but he still gets 40 hours. He just doesn't get overtime, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
But we have a deal just like we did with Tara. So you also need to be flexible when hiring employees. You need to be able to say, is it worth it, which it was for Tara and it is for him. Hunter, if you're going in a job and you think it's going to last long, just bring your own car.
There you go.
It's that simple. He went bowling with us this week, loves us. I love his uncle. His uncle's like, if you don't hire him, you're an idiot. I'm like, okay, thanks. Dave tells it like it is. But their company does so well, Pondscapes of Charlotte, that they were on the cover of Pond Trade magazine last month for winning Best Artisan of the Year.
Nice. That's awesome.
Now, I will point out there must be no life 15 CACs in my area. They recommended us.
Wow.
That's a huge compliment to us. And it's part of because they see how organized we are.
Yeah.
Hunter comes on board. He came from he was at a landscape design firm where all he did was sit behind the scenes and design. He wanted to be outside. Everyone he worked with was in their 50s or beyond. He was bored. He wanted to be outdoors. He wanted to be among peers.
Sure.
Loves his job.
That's awesome.
So it's a couple things. Just to recap, it starts with your company atmosphere. If you're angry, if you're bitter, if you're pissed off, if you're judgmental, nobody wants to work for you.
Yep.
If you're short on money, guess whose fault it's not? Your employee. Guess whose fault you don't make it? Your employee. Not fair, not right. It all comes back to you. You are the owner. And our coach taught us this the hard way. She's like, guess whose fault that is? I'm like, ugh. His? She's like, nope, that's yours. I'm like, but she's right. So, you know, be a good company, have systems, have a good ad, have good questions for hiring, and be flexible. And I'm telling you, we have a full staff, Scott, of awesome employees right now.
That's amazing. That is freaking awesome. Because it doesn't happen in this industry. You don't really hear about it too often.
But do you hear anyone do everything we do?
No, that's the problem. Yeah. And then, like, having the culture like you guys have built, you know, it's probably taking a little bit of time to do this. This isn't something you just, like, flip a switch and happen overnight.
No.
How long do you think, just as far as getting the systems, how long do you think it's taken you?
2 years.
Okay. So, yeah.
Because 2 years ago was when the shit hit the fan and we had one employee left, but they just weren't the right employees.
Yep.
And we were trying so hard to fit square pegs into round holes. Maybe if we give them this, maybe if we adjust this. No. And that's the thing. If it's not a good fit, it's okay to let someone go.
Yep.
And so when we let Eric go 22 years ago, Matt found him another job.
Nice.
That's how much we liked him.
Nice.
And that's why he was willing to come back. And he said, I need this salary and I need full benefits. Okay. And people need health insurance. Treat people like adults. If you hire people, you pay them $17 an hour with no benefits, they can't live.
It's a necessity nowadays. And you know, if you don't offer that to those employees, to me, you're just going to be a temporary place until they can find somebody that's going to offer them this stuff. And that's going to be the permanent place. So you have to have this and you have to find a way, and it all can be done. You just have to be charging enough for this to pay your employees.
Okay. So just to point this out, we were at 1.6 million last year. Our gross percentage was 67%.
Awesome.
Our net percentage was 35.
That's amazing.
Okay. And this is with how much I pay my employees and everything we do with them. So don't give me that. I don't want to ever hear any someone say we can't afford it. Then you're never going to have a good company.
Well, then somebody's going to come back and be like, it's your area. Well,
bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
But you said you had 15, just the CICs. You had 15 just CICs in your area, plus mm-hmm. all the other people in your area. So you have tons mm-hmm. of competitors in your area. So
we have a lot of potential employees, but we also have a goddamn lot of places they can work.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I do agree if you're North Dakota, you're going to have a slightly harder time. We have done the job fairs. We have done the high schools. We have gone to the agricultural schools. None of these things worked for us. That doesn't mean they don't work for you.
Yeah.
You have to be creative. We were in, my husband spoke once at an aquarium group. They let us put in a Facebook post in their aquarium group saying, if anyone's looking for a job, think outside the box and tell everyone you know. Like Dave, the Bloxhams didn't even ask me if we needed anyone. They just gave us, they're like, here, call them first. And we didn't, but we did. And now that took Tyler out of the field. And Tyler is literally making us more money as the operations director.
See.
Matt and I get so mad and we laugh when people are like, there's no good employees. There's no, that's not true. You're just not being a good enough company for them to want to work for.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are the other things you hear are the reasons why people say people don't work for them?
Well, I just hear that they're idiots. And to me, a lot of that, again, it goes back to you. Are you providing the right information? Are you giving the checklist?
What are you teaching them?
Exactly. And if they don't know what to do, then it goes back to you as the owner. You didn't teach them. They didn't know. Maybe they just don't know. Like, we've had people, I'm sure you've had it, that didn't even know how to use a freaking shovel before.
Correct.
I've had to teach them how to use a shovel. Like,
fine, but you teach them and they learn.
Yes. Yes.
So now we have a whole training part that Tyler, our godsend, created. He created a Google Drive for us because we're old and couldn't figure it out. And then he even, for Sandy and Matt, he started so they know exactly how to find it. I love it. But now part of my husband's job is he's having trouble. He's getting, you know, he also had his torn rotator cuff. So he very unhappily is he's still back doing everything now because he's Matt. But we're teaching, our coach is teaching Matt and Eric, everything they do needs to be a video. And all videos need to go in the education section. So Matt, one day, Josh said to Matt, I wish I knew more about lights. Matt took a half day at the shop to teach them all. He created, he built a socket or whatever. I'm so bad with this. Built a whatever you plug lights into. It's not a socket. Built it to show everyone how to do it. Then he videotaped it.
Nice.
Josh told us 2 weeks later, he went back and he accessed that video and figured it out himself.
Nice. See? Yep.
So your employees are not idiots. A couple are, but most of it is you, and you are not training them.
So for the listeners out there right now, what would be like the very first step? You have employees, they're not doing so well, you're not tracking. What do you think the first thing that you need to do?
Okay, the first step is you have employees is to have weekly meetings. can't say that enough. If you don't get to know everyone, if you don't get to know their situation, they're not people to you. If that makes sense, they're employees and you don't care about them. So the number one thing you can do is care, truly care about people. You need to have weekly meetings. You need to open it up. It has to be a safe forum. And you have to say, what can I do to help you?
Love it.
You don't know it. How can I help you learn this? Would you like to take a class? We send all of our guys to Aquascape training. We have one kid. I just adore him. The plumber dude. He's so cute and he's so happy. And he goes, I love that I give people good news now. And you know, but he's a fisherman. So he was telling us, he's like, talks about fish with him, with clients. Clients love him. And he, because he's worked for him by himself, he had no problem doing so.
Nice.
And he just has happier people watching than people in 2 inches of actual shit in their basement hating him. So it really, really, really comes down to knowing who your employees are. And you know what? They're not idiots. It just might not be the right job for them.
Yeah.
But if you call them an idiot, guess how they're going to feel?
Exactly.
Like an idiot. Guess how much they're going to respect you? Zero.
Yep.
So be introspective. Hardest thing you can do is take a hard look at yourself.
The author Mike Michalowicz, he wrote like Profit First and stuff.
Yeah.
He actually did. I saw this years ago. He actually made a video. What he does for every new employee, he talks to them personally, one-on-one, finds out like exactly what you kind of did. You say, you ask where you see yourself in 5 years. And they actually have outside each person's office, a list of things that they like, what they don't like, how they want to be acknowledged for being rewarded for something. Because some people don't want to be acknowledged in front of a group. Some people do. Has all that information, but they know exactly each of those people. And I think it's taking the time, like you guys said, and what you do is learning the people.
So now every employee, we're still working on them because it's time consuming and Matt hates it. Every employee has their own development list of the skills they need to develop to get to the next level and what they need to work on. It's never negative. It's never criticism. And again, it's like, sorority years ago, but we called it Rose Thorn Rose. And I've heard it called a million different things. A compliment, not an insult, but a suggestion on how you can improve, and then another compliment.
Okay. I like that. Well, I think you pointed out like having the skills that they need to know to get to the next level. If they don't know what they're doing, they're just going to keep doing whatever. And that, like we had a skill sheet that they'd go through and then they got rewarded for that, or they got raises based on these skills that they knew. And they don't know this stuff. They're just, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? And that's like when people come to you like, I need a raise. Well, now you can justify it and say, well, have you done this? No.
This is your mastery chart.
Yep.
Here's how you get there.
Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about them coming to you on the off chance, you know, whatever.
And we're not looking like because I'm the worst of this. I arbitrarily promoted people I liked better.
It happens. Yeah.
I'll admit it.
Yeah.
And then our business coach is like, not really fair. I'm like, you're right. So, you know, and also the same guy that drove me nuts at this pond camp, he also got really drunk. So our mean business coach said, do you have a policy against drinking? I'm like, no. So we had to create a system. Now they all, and then one said he was coming and he told us the night before he couldn't come. We lost out $500 plus they lost a place because they had people on their waiting list. Didn't make a big deal, but the next rule, so now part of our system is, if you don't give 72 hours notice, if you can't make it, the only reason you can't come to an event is if you or a spouse are in the hospital or have a fever over 101. Otherwise, what happens is you have to pay back for the training and you will miss the next event. But we couldn't punish people till we had the rule. So that's the most important thing, is you need to make the rules or you're not allowed to call someone an idiot.
Yeah. I always tell my dad all the time, it's not written down, it doesn't count. That's like, I always say everything, every single thing you do in your business. I don't care if you're telling somebody how to do something or whatever it is, it's not written down, it doesn't count.
My friend Barbie just came up. I love Barbie. She's my accountability partner. She had this great list she shared with me yesterday. She has a protocol on what to happen if someone gets hurt and what to happen if someone gets bitten by a dog.
See?
And now we have a written protocol because of this. Tyler, who is listening to this, but is the most wonderful employee ever and is an animal lover, saw a dog getting beaten up and basically eaten by another dog, stopped the Aqua Reality truck and got in the middle of it and got bitten himself and then ended up having to go to court to testify. And he goes, I learned. I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, Tyler, I understand that. And I love that you're an animal person. You're in Aquarelli clothes in an Aquarelli truck.
Yep.
Something happens. Guess who's getting sued? It's not you. Yep. So we had to put that in writing. If the dog breaks skin, you need to test the rabies. If you don't do this, you need to do this. You need to give your employees everything they need in writing to succeed. Yep. So I don't want to hear it. If any single person, I will give my cell number out right now. Because if you tell me you can't find or keep employees, I'm going to help you figure out why. Because I don't agree.
But they may not like what they're going to hear, though.
I don't care. But that's, I didn't like it either. Trust me. And that's the other thing. And I'm really glad you said that, because you have to be willing to change.
Yes.
You have to be willing to be introspective, and you have to be willing to take responsibility for your own faults.
That's the problem. Like, just even in the coaching side of things, if you're not a coachable person, it doesn't matter what that person is going to tell you, you know?
And I am going to also say, you guys are great coaches. We needed different help.
Yeah.
I'm still in your group. I love the coaching you offer. I love that you give people systems. You have this calmness with you that you, which I know Katie drives your nuts sometimes, right? Your calmness. You also need, if you're a husband and wife, you need one chill and one not.
Yeah, you do.
And it's so funny because the whole company is scared of me. I'm like, really? I think I'm so nice. They're not scared. They don't want to disappoint me.
Yep.
And I appreciate that. And I respect that, because I don't want them to disappoint me either. But they're also not scared. They are not scared to come to us with anything, because they know we'll listen with open ears. So, okay, in addition to calling me, you need to call Scott, because your systems, you make these for people so easy. You have an employee manual. You have all these things. If you're not willing to look inside yourself, how many people have you had that have left the academy because it wasn't working?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
And how many were not working it? 100%?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And then, or they, I guess they think it's somewhat overwhelming, or I don't have time for this. But if you don't make time for this, you're going to be in the same boat you've been in forever. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah. We didn't have time for it 2 years ago, and our whole company almost fell apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're in the process of buying an $800,000 shop,
nice,
which is a lot of money. 7,000 square feet of indoor space.
Wow.
Every piece of equipment can go in there. If you told me 2 years ago we would have a complete staff of wonderful guys who want to be here and a shop, I would have laughed in your face. The other thing I want to say is, anytime I see someone come in wearing a piece of clothing that's not ours, they don't get yelled at. They don't get dinged. I ask them why they're wearing it. Turns out for Tyler, our hats didn't fit him. How would I have known that if I just reprimanded him?
Yeah.
Guess what? We bought trucker hats. Nice. My husband has a little pinhead and wears the small hats. A lot of our guys have big heads. Now they all get Aquarelli trucker hats. So that's, listen to your employees. If you just criticize and someone comes in and isn't wearing a sweatshirt, and I'm like, where's your sweatshirt? He goes, it's shrunk. I'm like, not only am I going to give you a new one, I'm going to give you two, and I'm going to give you one size bigger. So it's problem solving. But if you react with anger and discipline, no one wants to stay.
Exactly.
Any employee says to me, Sandy says, can I get a shirt that says kindness manager? I'm like, dude, rock it. You live it. Be the kindness manager. Someone else, I tell them they're allowed to bring in their own clothes and we will get them embroidered for them. One guy likes wearing vests. So I know a lot of companies that if you don't come in company clothes, they send you home.
Yeah.
That's negative reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is, why aren't you wearing it? How can I help you?
Yeah.
It's that simple. But so much of this is taking responsibility for your own actions and take, you don't want to know why you're not keeping good people? Look in the mirror.
Well, along the notes, just real quick with the clothing, we had a couple people that came in, like you said, that just looked dirty and stuff like that. So like, okay, what can we do? We ended up bringing, we had Sensas. Mm-hmm. Sensas, they have uniforms.
Yeah, I know who they are.
So we had them come in, and every time we know they have clean clothes, at least because we provided it for them. But it was just thinking outside the box, like you said, and doing something different. So we didn't have to worry about it.
You know what else we did? We changed the color of our sweatshirts.
Nice.
Because they were so dirty and they looked so gross.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, maybe instead of light blue, we should get dark gray with light blue. I'm like, oh. So be willing to change. Like you said, Cintas is a great company. And I've heard a lot of people that provide their employees with clothes that way.
Yep.
But if you do come to a meeting on Wednesday and your shirt is torn, dirty, and your sweatshirt is torn, I will make you take it off and I will hand you a new one. I don't charge. I don't do anything. But I need to give you every tool you need to succeed. I need you to know that you're allowed to use your credit card to go buy an employee flowers if they're having a bad day. Tyler once went to a job and the people were in tears. They were about to take their dog to be euthanized. We sent them flowers. The woman called and cried to Sandy. She said, this is the nicest thing a contractor has ever done for us. And that was Tyler's idea.
Nice.
So reward good ideas. And even if it's a bad idea, you just say, that's interesting. Let's think that through.
Yep.
There's never a bad idea. And people react to how you treat them. And this guy, Bill, sent me a text. And he's like, I just want you to know my whole family had smiles on their face from that onesie. Wow. Dude, $15.
I think this goes a long ways of, you know, where we hear people, their young generation doesn't want to work. They don't want to do anything.
Not true.
That's why I was asking what age bracket you're in, because this shows like you take care of, that's all they want. They want these little things like this. They don't necessarily need the, you know, huge bonuses or whatever. It's just the little things like that go a long way, and they're going above and beyond what you can ever ask by having them, you know, recommend flowers or whatever.
Right. And by me giving a $15 onesie to a baby, but now this guy feels appreciated.
Yep.
I also spend a minute with each of them when they come to the meeting saying, how are you? How's everything going? And they know I mean it. We also, which is interesting in our meetings, we always start with an icebreaker question and we learn about each other. They're really funny, cool questions. Like, you know, yesterday's was use three words to describe yourself. And then we were all cracking up because my lovely husband had a whole bunch of different words to describe me, whatever. He's like, how about? And I'm like, you say bitchy, you die. You know, but everyone cracks up because they see me and my husband's dynamic. And we're funny. So you're allowed to be funny.
Nice.
But then we learn what's important to people. One was, what's the day in your life you'd want to recreate? Things like that. And get to know your staff. Because if they're people, they're not going to want to leave you as easily. I can't ever reiterate that enough. Treat everyone like a person. And I also, my daughter's turning 22. So I have two employees for Blue Green Marketing. Subtle plug for my email marketing company.
Which you need to go check out.
Yeah, it's great. And so I tell them both, because they're my daughter's age, I pay them each $20 an hour, which for college students and post-college is amazing. And I say to them, and I give them Christmas bonuses, and I'm understanding. And I said, I want to treat you guys like I hope someone would treat my daughter.
Nice.
So look at it that way.
Oh, I love it. You've shared so much great information. No.
Sorry, I threw up on you.
Oh, no, it's awesome. There's so much there. And I hope people that are listening to this take some of this stuff, even just implement half of what you talked about today. It'll make a huge difference in your culture and keep those people coming to you, because we see it all the time. I can't find anybody, or nobody wants to stay for working for me. Well,
so if I had to give you 3 to 5 things, we'll make it easy. We'll break it down.
Okay.
Number one, have a staff meeting every week. Number two, have a good ad. Number three, have good questions that you ask. Don't talk during the interview. Number four, treat everyone like a grown-up. And number five, respect each person's personal things and do what works for them.
Nice.
You know, our employee yesterday said, I'm going out for a half hour. My girlfriend's sick. He was working from home. And he told me, I'm going out for 20 minutes to get her lunch. I said, the lunch is on us. Little things add up.
I'll throw in one more thing, and I know you've talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just start creating those systems.
Oh.
Start getting those. Even if you don't have any today, just start creating one thing at a time and just start adding it. I don't care.
And if you don't have systems, you don't have a company.
Yep, exactly.
So hopefully people learn from this. I know we went on too long and I just, you know.
Oh, no. It's never too long. It's awesome because it's such an important topic right now. And
as you can see, I'm quite motivated about it. I mean, because I get so, and my husband and I kind of laugh to ourselves when we see in this other group, they're like, there's no good employees. Really? There are.
Yeah.
And we have them. So I don't want to hear that. You're just not treating them in a way that makes them want to be a good employee for you.
If you have a good place and good systems, good culture, they're going to, like you had, people want to come to work for you. We had employees that got poached by another company. Two people got poached and they were paying $30 an hour. One person left, one person stayed. The person that left came back after like two and a half months. Because he liked our culture better. Yeah, he was making more money, but he liked our culture. So it just says a lot. Like,
and we've learned things like, we learned one of our freaking customers tried to take an employee. I'm like, But they'll tell us. And then we've had people at garden centers, you know, or they'll go, not, you know, like to pick up their materials, whatever they're called. Shows you what I know in the field. Distributors. Yeah. And they'll like try to hire them. And the one they tried to hire, we're like, take him. He's but, you know, they'll come back and tell us because they're like, I'm not leaving Aqua Reality. I love them.
Yep. That's how we found out about that one company. And then, like I said, and then one guy ended up leaving.
Not all about the money. So, and this woman pays a crap load of money, but she treats them all like crap, doesn't know where they're supposed to go, doesn't. So one important part of Tyler's role now as operations manager, he is the communicator between Matt and the employees. And because Matt's always like, on Monday mornings, everyone drives me nuts because they have questions. Tyler goes, do you think maybe they have questions because we're not giving them enough info? I'm like, so I'm like, busted. So now Tyler, though, helped create that. He creates a thing every Friday where he tells everyone what's coming up the following week. People want certainty. Yep. And now we've just switched it. The Tyler's starting to come in Monday mornings to also answer questions, manage the maintenance staff. So it's not all on Matt. So there are solutions to all problems.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, thank you very much for being on here today. I definitely appreciate it. And the guys out there listening, you have to start implementing some of these things. If you don't have anything going right now, start doing this because it's going to make a huge difference.
You're not going to have any employees.
No, and if you guys need any email marketing, reach out to Laura. Laura, you mind sharing a little bit more what your email and everything is so people get hold of you if you need you?
Sure. So that is a huge way we've grown our business. I'll give you a perfect example. We on the East Coast, to the point where I thought Noah's Ark was going to go by yesterday. Like it rained for 4 days in a row. Torrential. So I sent an email for my clients and for me that said, has Noah's Ark gone by yet? And then it said, do you know we do stormwater management?
Nice.
I got 4 calls.
Nice.
Email marketing, the most important thing about email marketing, and I'd love to come back in a few weeks if you don't mind and talk more about email marketing. But the most important thing about email marketing is to reach out to potential leads, not to customers. Customers are your customers when they're ready to buy, not when you're ready to sell. So you need to be in constant communication. We send weekly tips and the tips are never, ever, ever sales oriented. They're things like, how do you tell a male koi from a female koi? When is the time to start feeding your fish? Why is there so much action and there's foamy water? You know why. Spawning season. What's the difference between a goldfish and a koi? These are all emails you're going to open. So what I do is my second very, you know, good job in a living is I create custom emails for people to reach out to customers and potential customers to stay front of mind. Because I like to say the 5 words you don't ever want to hear are you still in business? Oh, I'm sure people have heard that and I'm sure it hurts.
Yep.
We stay front of mind on a weekly or monthly basis with some clients. We show if you do vlogs, if you do videos, send them. It's called the push-pull theory of marketing. People aren't always pulling you in because they subscribe to 1,000 different YouTubes. If you're pushing your YouTube video to people, you get way more traction.
Sure. No, and to me, I think email marketing is really underutilized. Like most people don't do it or they think that it's too hard or it's too complicated. It's really not.
Hire me.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm for.
Well, that's it. That's it. And we tell people in our program to call you and contact you, Laura, because they don't have time for it or they don't know how to do it.
And they're like, I can do it. You can do it. Do you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You guys, you're not using email marketing. Go reach out to Laura, get hold of her, have her set you up and get your whole system done for you. It's going to pay for itself easily if you just implement.
We joke that the price of my services equal 1 pound cleaning a month.
See?
That's it. That's it.
There you go.
And that's how you have to look at it.
Yep.
My clients have been with me for years and they're like, oh my God, we hear from people. We're reaching. People are reaching out. We haven't, you know, and then we'll say it's maintenance time. One of the questions could be even, have you booked your spring maintenance yet? And all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, was I supposed to book my spring?
Yeah.
So like for now, I'll say text me because like I said, if you want to text me and tell me you're having employee issues, I'll talk to you about it too. And you can reach me at 215-805-8257.
Nice.
Send me a text. We'll talk about either.
Yep. There you go, guys. All right, Laura, well, thank you again for being on here and we'll have you on a couple of weeks and we'll do talk about email marketing a little bit more.
Deal. I also have 5 other subjects. I'm just like the queen of, you know, my kids are like, Mom, stop.
And also throw out too, if you guys haven't listened to Laura's podcast, she took a little break. She's back. So make sure you guys go check that out. She has some amazing people on there and shares tons of information.
And Scott was this week's guest. We talked about how to utilize Google My Business.
Yes.
But the next 2 weeks we're talking, I interviewed my husband and we're talking about how last year ended for us and how this year's starting and how we're looking for work in untraditional ways to keep ourselves busy.
Nice. Nice.
We're also doing one with Clay Graba on automations and three simple things you can do to automate yourself.
Which everybody needs to do.
One, I just learned last year. Do you know till last year, I didn't know you could schedule emails?
Really?
I knew you could do it through MailChimp, but I didn't know you could schedule emails. So now I do, because I'm a night person, and I'll schedule emails at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night to go out Monday morning.
Yep.
So yeah, listen to the podcast, Landscape Marketing Secrets.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us today. Hope you have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
That's a wrap on another exciting episode here of the Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast. Now, thank you for joining us on this journey, and thank you for being a member of our community. Remember our motto, do it dirty means just get started and not be afraid of making mistakes. We honestly believe this is one of the keys to the success in this industry and in life. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment, head over to Apple and leave us a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners and bring even more value to the show. Until next time, keep doing it dirty and grow your business to new heights.